Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Second day of testimony for key Trump witness.
He said he pledged to be Trump's eyes and ears during the campaign.
DOJ settlement for Nassar sexual abuse victims.
This should give closure for everybody and a form of justice.
Senate prepares to vote on foreign aid.
Today's action is overdue.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. On day two, CBS's Matt Piper has the latest on the trial of former President Donald Trump, who's charged with falsifying business records to prevent harmful stories from surfacing ahead of the 2016 election.
David Pecker, who used to be the CEO of the National Enquirer's parent company, testified that he agreed to be Donald Trump's eyes and ears in 2015 and alert Trump's attorney Michael Cohen to damaging stories that might hurt the campaign. Prosecutors allege a $130,000 payment Cohen made to Stormy Daniels in the days before the election was part of the scheme. And they say the effort to suppress unflattering information was designed to illegally influence the election. Pecker is the first witness against Trump.
After court, Trump rallied against the gag order. The judge is weighing whether to fine him for 10 alleged violations.
They can talk about me. They can say whatever they want. They can lie. But I'm not allowed to say anything.
The Justice Department is paying almost $139 million to settle more than 100 claims that it badly mishandled allegations of sexual assault against Michigan State University and USA Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar in 2015 and 2016, allowing the abuse to continue. Attorney Mick Graywell represents 44 of the victims.
The goal here, honestly, is to hope that this serves as a lesson for federal law enforcement so that they make change so this never happens again.
Nassar is serving decades in prison. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell praises the massive foreign aid bill now before his chamber. CBS's Allison Keyes.
Leader McConnell calls this a day of celebration and says he would tell the people of Ukraine.
We finally did get the job done. It's not too late.
But McConnell blames the Biden administration for being too skittish and worrying about antagonizing the Russians early on. He says these times are arguably more challenging than those leading up to World War II.
I don't want it to take something like the Pearl Harbor attack to get our attention.
Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
In Minnesota, several pro-Palestinian protesters are arrested at the University of Minnesota as they demand the university divest from companies and academic institutions they say support Israel. It's similar to what has been happening at NYU and Columbia University. New York City Mayor Eric Adams blames violence on outside influences.
We can't have outside agitators come in and be destructive to our city.
In California, protests have also taken place at UC Berkeley and Cal Poly Humboldt. Stocks rallied on Wall Street. Now this.
When it comes to picking the perfect treats for your dog, Stewart makes the choice easy by keeping it real. Real ingredients, real nutrients, real benefits. Stewart dog treats are free from additives, corn, soy, wheat, and grains. Plus, they're freeze-dried to lock in all the great nutrition and natural flavor your furry friend deserves. Stewart freeze-dried dog treats. Big, tail-wagging nutritional benefits. Available on Amazon.com today.
Amid chants of blood on your hands, blood, the Tennessee House votes to send to Republican Governor Bill Lee a bill that would let some teachers and staff carry concealed handguns on public school grounds. It comes a year after a deadly shooting at a private Nashville elementary school. President Biden campaigning in Tampa, Florida today says he will stand up to MAGA Republicans who want to ban abortion nationwide.
If Congress ever passes a ban, I will veto that ban.
In Russia, another legal setback for a jailed Wall Street Journal reporter.
Cameras were allowed inside the Moscow courtroom before the ruling was announced. Evan Gershkovich stood smiling behind a glass partition, laughing and chatting with his attorney. The ruling, when it came, was no surprise. The judge rejected his appeal, which means the Wall Street Journal reporter will remain jailed on espionage charges till late June at least. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. The Federal Trade Commission votes to ban non-compete agreements that prevent millions of employees from working for competitors or starting a competing business after they leave a job. CBS's Jolene Kent.
According to the FTC, 30 million U.S. workers have non-compete clauses. And it's not just your, you know, high-rolling Hollywood types that you see on TV or in the movies. We're talking about veterinarians, registered nurses, truck drivers, salon workers, and of course, Hollywood talent, but all kinds of different people. And for the 30 million people affected, the FTC ban would void all the current language, rendering those non-competes basically unenforceable.
4 months to the day that a cargo ship slammed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing it to collapse, crews are making progress to remove the ship and debris. Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
On clearing the Federal Channel and opening vessel traffic to the port, we are on track to have four different channels available to commercial transit by later this week.
Two construction workers remain missing.
It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all. And tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
The number of measles cases in the U.S. is still rising, with 125 reported across 17 states so far this year. The CDC warns the uptick threatens the country's elimination status.
Parents, unfortunately, are withholding their children or delaying their children from being vaccinated against this disease.
Dr. William Schaffner with Vanderbilt University Medical Center says measles is the single most contagious virus we know. Symptoms are high fever, cough, runny nose, red eyes, white spots in the mouth, and a rash that starts on the hairline and face and spreads.
The measles virus can get down into your chest and cause pneumonia. Even more seriously, it can get into your brain and cause inflammation.
Doctors say the best way to avoid infection is to get vaccinated. Nicole Skanga, CBS News, Washington.
That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.